Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Have you ever spent much time thinking about leadership and leadership skills? Leadership skills are ones that help people to create an environment that allows teams to achieve success. But there's a lot of confusion of what leadership really means. Leadership does not mean title. A title does not make you a leader. Look, I've had the title of Chief Technology Officer at Hewlett-Packard. I have a CEO title now, leading a team of 200 incredibly bright and motivated individuals. Just because I have the title does not make me a leader. Leadership is also not about telling others what to do. It's not about running around and saying, now you go and get that little task done, and you over here get that little task done. That is not leadership. And it's not expecting others to clear every decision with you first. So if you're leading other managers and expecting them to come to you to clear every decision that they're going to make before they make it, that is not leadership. That swings into what I call micromanagement. Leadership is about inspiring others. It's about motivating others to achieve success beyond what they could have ever imagined. And again, it has no relation to title. And when I think back to people in my career who showed me those kinds of leadership abilities, I naturally gravitated. I wanted to be on their team. I wanted to be part of that project. I wanted to achieve that success. Now, one person that I've talked about a lot in the show over the last 14 years is Bob Davis. Bob was my mentor. He hired me in my first real, what I would call my first real job. But it was through Bob's, I don't know what you want to call it, really modeling leadership with the teams that I was on or teams that I watched him lead that really drew me to him to understand and dissect, why was he special? Why was he different from other people in leadership positions? People that were in management positions. I wouldn't even give them the credit of being in calling them leaders. They were in management positions. I'm talking about leadership. And leadership skills are important not only to leaders, but also individual contributors. Learning leadership skills helps you when you're part of a team, when you're self-leading, when there's no clear authority or no clear, person who's supposed to be in charge, but it's team leadership. You still need those leadership skills. And that really plays in a growing and an increasing role, particularly as you get more experiences, as you work on more projects. And this plays a critically important role around innovation. and innovation leadership. Leadership skills on their own are important. Innovation leadership, when it comes to the whole process of driving innovation, it is even more critically important. Because in the case of what I found in innovation projects, there isn't really one person. There may be the person who came up with the idea, and there may be some person who threw on some enhancements to those ideas. But it's a self-formed team that comes around those innovations that really transform them from something on a whiteboard or something scribbled in a notebook to actually making it something that is just absolutely mind-blowing. But when you take a look at top leaders, whether it's leaders in organizations, leaders in government, leaders in your life, what is that one key ability? When I dissect leaders that I have been heavily influenced by, that key skill is influence. Now, influence comes across as being something soft and fuzzy and kind of hard to get your arms around, but that's what we're going to talk about today. What is influence? What are the characteristics of influence? And then how do you use influence to play a leadership role around whether it's innovation or your work or even amongst your friends and family in influencing them on how to look at the world differently or how to think about a problem differently? So what is influence? Influence, there's really two definitions that I like for the word influence. There's one that says the power to cause change without forcing the change to happen. The power to cause change without forcing those changes to happen. It's not about reaching in there and making the change happen or getting in there and doing the task or getting in there and telling people, you know, what the correct answer is. It's about the power to cause change without forcing those changes to happen. A second definition that I really do like also is a person that affects someone in an important way. A person that affects someone in an important way. So let me ask you a question. Who have been the influencers in your own life? Who have been the ones that have had some form of an effect on you in what you think, in what you do, your career choices, your success? An influencer in your personal life could be, you know, if you're married, your spouse. It could be an old boss. It could have been a teacher. It could have been a professor. It could have been a friend of yours who you just admire, and they're inspirational for you, and that influence on you wanting to model that behavior to achieve what they have been able to achieve. So think about what has been that influence on you. When have you seen someone use influence to make something happen? And again, it's not about making it happen. Influence is about that power to cause change without forcing those changes to happen. And what I'll tell you is that influence is core to leadership, what I'm calling leadership. Now, I've spent a lot of time, I've looked at top leaders, whether it be politicians or whether it be statesmen, what I call statesmen, people that we gravitate to try to understand, or get their views and opinions and have them influence us on things that we had to think about doing for society or changes or helping solve critical issues. And when I take a look at all of those influencers, those that have had direct effect on my life, direct effect on my career, what I've seen their ability to elicit positive change in other parts of society, it's this nebulous skill of influence. It really is this influence that plays this absolutely critical role. And again, influence isn't about forcing the change. It's about understanding how to have the power to cause the change without forcing the change to happen. Influence plus leadership allows you to have this level of power to cause change without forcing those changes to happen. And as I said before, a person that affects someone in an important way is an influence in your life. Now, for the rest of this show, we're going to talk about two areas. One is I want to share with you what I think are the attributes of influence. What are those attributes you need to have and really to have this power of influence to drive change? And then secondly, I want to talk specifically about how do you exert influence? How do you use this power to actually exert influence in what you are doing? So how you become an influencer in other people's lives. So I'm giving you a little bit of my, you know, my little secret mojo here. What are the attributes of influence? And then how do you successfully exert influence? So don't go anywhere. That's what we're going to talk about in the rest of today's show. We're going to need to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I'll continue on. Next up, we're going to talk about what are the attributes of influence. And I'm going to challenge you to think about your own skills and abilities, and do you contain these specific attributes? So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. Mike Savicki is a C6-7 quadriplegic who is a Navy veteran, multi-sport athlete who stays on the go. He says when it comes to mobility and transportation, there is hope for those who are disabled.
It's about finding wheelchair-accessible vehicles and solutions that allow us to drive or be transported to be a part of society, which is what we with disabilities really want most of all.
Mike still drives and lives an independent life.
I was introduced to a wheelchair-accessible vehicle through a local Namita dealer who taught me about getting in and out with my wheelchair, driving with my hands, and about the fact that I can get my driver's license again and I can have that independence and freedom.
Many call Mike a hero, and he's urging others to enter the local Heroes Campaign Contest for a chance to win a wheelchair-accessible van tailored to meet their needs.
Go to the website mobilityawarenessmonth.com and share a short story or a video that tells us about who you are and what you're doing that makes you a little special.
For more information, go to mobilityawarenessmonth.com. Now you're in the know from Numita.
Five things you can count on when using LegalZoom for your business. Number one, reliability. You know, more than 1 million people have already trusted LegalZoom to help them start their businesses. In corporations, LLCs, nonprofits, DBAs, and more, use LegalZoom to get started the right way. Number two, experience. You can count on LegalZoom for all of the details. They've been helping all types of business owners for 15 years. Number three, helpful support. They have the right people standing by, ready to help with your questions, all based in the U.S. Number four, legal advice. LegalZoom isn't a law firm, so they built a network of independent attorneys available in 48 states. You'll get answers to your legal questions, and they can review supplier contracts, employment laws, and help with most of the day-to-day situations that pop up. And finally, number five, there are no surprises. LegalZoom provides complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Make the smart choice for your business today at LegalZoom.com, and don't forget to enter Ray in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
So what are the attributes of influence? What are those characteristics that a person needs to have in order for them to have this power of influence, causing other things to change without dictating it, that just purely you as an individual? What are those characteristics? Okay, first one up, fundamental knowledge. Now, what I mean by knowledge is two elements, experience and expertise. Experience being that you have done this kind of work in the past, that you have done something similar to this, that people can point to and say, wow, you are part of a very successful kind of a project, right? You know, in my early days in my career, I got involved in some projects that turned out to be part of teams that achieved, you know, really high-profile success. And therefore, that was what gave me at least some level of experience to know how to, or learn from those projects to know how to bring those to other teams. It's not that dissimilar to, look, you know, there was 9 engineers on the original Apple iPhone. Andy Grignon, who I know, who I worked with at HP, he was part of that original team that created the original iPhone. Andy walks into a room, people know who he is, he's known as one of the 9, and he has instant credibility because of that experience of having worked that closely with Steve Jobs to create the iPhone. So what is your experience? Doesn't have to be something as major as that, but you have to have show some level of experience in order to have influence. The other is expertise. Do you have the expertise that they're looking for? You know, whether it's college, not always required, but if you have a degree in a certain area or a certain university under a certain professor, that can be part of this knowledge. So, assuming you've got the knowledge, which is not just, you know, you've read a book or you graduated, but you've actually applied it and got some experience. The second attribute of influence is credibility. Credibility, past actions. What have you done in the past that was both successful, and how also did you deal with failures? Credibility is also about thinking beyond self. It's not about getting onto a project because of what you think it'll do for you, right? It's thinking about the team. You need, in this credibility, you need to show to, that you are willing to work for the larger, mutually beneficial goal. It isn't always about you. It's about the team. If you're going to influence, influence is also about being a magnet, attracting people to you, is you have to show that your work is about the larger, mutually beneficial goal and not just what you can get out of it. The other on credibility is follow through. If you say you're going to do it, do it. This is absolutely critical for innovation. There's a lot of people who do a lot of talking about innovation. There's a lot of people who write ideas in notebooks. There's a lot of people who've got, postcards posted all over the whiteboards, etc. It is about the follow-through. It is about doing what you said you were going to do. If you're going to solve a problem, then you work it until you solve it. You're going to deliver something, you're going to deliver it. Follow through. That's all part of credibility. It's about your past actions. It's not about that you claim to be credible, but that you've shown to be credible, that you think beyond yourself, that you're shown to work for the larger mutual beneficial goal and not just about what you can get out of it, and it's that follow through. What's the third characteristic? Third characteristic is integrity. Integrity for me is foundational. Does the person have a set of core values that guide what they do? Do they have that core set of values? And do they project those core values through their actions? Now, what do I mean by core values? Now, you can actually go back. There's some previous shows where I talk about core values. But what I'm meaning in these core values, at least the ones for me, is honesty and truthfulness, right? No game playing, no stretching the truth. It is about honesty and truthfulness. Second is win-win. Win-win always. It's not about win-lose. It's not about you winning and somebody else losing. It's always about putting together teams, projects, activities around win-win. Third, then, is transparency. Not hiding or hoarding information, not being, transparent about challenges or struggles somebody is having with a project. Transparency. And then fourth, team first. Now, this ties back a little bit to credibility. Right, it's not about what you can get out of it or what you can get away with or what you can kind of let slide. It's about the team. And it's about a team mutually committing to each other to achieve this next step. Now, when you think about knowledge, credibility, integrity, here's my challenge. Where are you today? Right? These take time. Now, I would hope that all of us have been building on this over time, right? Knowledge. Maybe you've got the expertise, but you don't have the experience. Maybe you need to go find a project to get involved in, right? Something that you can maybe even volunteer on, of something that you're aligned with that would get you the experience in order to ultimately apply it to some other areas of influence that you want to own. Maybe your credibility, maybe you need to, get better at follow through, keeping track of your commitments and delivering 100% on every commitment, right? And then integrity, right? Maybe you're not being not having integrity, but maybe we can all raise the bar. And look, I'm talking to myself as much as I'm talking to any of you, right? All three of these areas are things that I still have to work on, and I work on every day, whether it's my knowledge, my credibility, or my integrity. These all take time. And so now is just as good as time as any to commit that if you want to be an influencer, you need to have all three of these. You can't have two of them. You can't have one. You have to have all three: knowledge, credibility, and integrity. Don't go anywhere. Next up, we're going to talk about how do you exert or apply these characteristics to have influence, right? So if you have the characteristics, then how do you actually apply them to achieve success? So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
So assuming that you now have understood the characteristics of influence, knowledge, credibility, and integrity, how do you use these newfound skills? How do you apply them to have influence on others? Now, there's no magic to this. This isn't like, okay, now you need to hypnotize somebody. No. Actually, the most non-obvious answer to that one question is the most powerful influence you can have is often not trying to influence somebody. Don't be overt. Don't go in with the strategy of how do I influence that person, because it will be transparent, they will see it, and they will ignore it. It'll come across as bullying or fake. So, again, the most powerful influence you can have is often not trying to influence somebody. So now what you're saying, okay, great, now what do I do? Well, how do you exert influence without authority? There's some groundwork you need to do before you're going to be able to influence somebody. First off is you need to understand who you want to influence. Is it an individual? Is it a company? Is it a team? Who is it that you want to, who's the individual that you want to have influence on? And then you need to understand, what is their motivation? What's their objectives? What are their fears? What are their dreams and desires? Right? If you're a politician and you're wanting to influence, you can't influence somebody if you don't understand what their motivation, objectives, fears, dreams, and desires are. And then you need to craft a win-win. How do you achieve what you want to achieve while allowing and supporting and enabling them to also achieve their objectives? So first out, understand who you want to influence. And really understand them. Is it a team? You know, maybe you've inherited a team within an organization. You're brought over to take over a role for a team that maybe is working really well or maybe not working well. You first need to understand what their motivation, what their objective is. And then you need to craft the win-win. Not about you showing that you can be this great leader and therefore you might get promoted. It's about what is it that you with that individual or with the team of individuals, what is it you can achieve? What is that win-win? So step one, understand who you want to influence. Step two, active listening. And in many cases, this will be the hardest one. Sometimes you just need to sit down and shut up. And you need to listen. You need to give others the floor. Now, I'm sitting here saying this into the studio. I'm sitting here in my studio at my ranch in Colorado. And as I just said those words, I started laughing in my head. Why? Because I am one of those individuals. You give me three talking points on a microphone and I am off to the races, right? This is one of the hardest things I have to constantly remind myself. And that is to sit down and shut up and give others the floor. Help others feel like they've been heard. Right? In my role, whether I was, you know, I spent the last, 5 years at HP as being the spokesperson for HP. So I was on, you name the news show, Fox, CNN, CNBC, Bloomberg. I was in all the print publications, etc. I was the one out talking. And I kind of got into that bad habit of being the one doing the talking. I need to remind myself that sometimes I just need to shut up and give the floor. Let others talk. And giving and let them feel like they've been heard. Not just letting them talk and then go ahead and do whatever you wanted to do. But engage in the conversation. Active listening. If you want to influence somebody, making them feel like they're part of that conversation, that they're contributing, is one of the best ways you can influence somebody. And then third, and this should be a surprise to nobody listening to this show, ask questions. Raise questions. Not just any questions, but well-thought-out questions. Questions that do not convey an agenda. Right? That do not define kind of a target that you're trying to point them to get them to align with you. You're raising questions, well thought out questions, to really establish a conversation, not authority. Asking questions that you've spent hours thinking about. What are the right set of questions that I should be asking? What are the right questions to allow the person on the other side to truly convey their opinion, their thoughts, sharing their experience and expertise, to share and show that their integrity, right? All of those things help build influence. And influence, in many cases, can be two ways, or multiple people can be exerting influence on a team that allows that team to achieve success that they had just never thought they could achieve. So again, raise questions. Don't fall into the trap of asking the question to convey an agenda. Ask questions to establish the conversation. Open people up, getting them to engage with you. So again, the three pieces of advice that I would give you about exerting influence without authority is, one, understand who you want to influence. What are their motivations, objectives, dreams, fears, concerns? And then craft a win-win. Second, active listening. Sit down, shut up, give others the floor to allow them to feel like they've been heard. And third, raise questions, well-thought-out questions, not to convey an agenda, but to establish the conversation. So, this show we've been talking about leadership skills, and specifically the leadership skills related to innovation. And leadership skills are even more important for innovation because many organizations are stumbling, fumbling, trying to get their arms around what this whole concept of innovation is. And for me, influence is absolutely core to leadership. Somebody coming in and just saying, oh, I'm going to be the new leader of innovation, and not have the ability to influence the organization, influence other leaders, influence teams, motivate people to do things that they just never thought were possible, will doom the innovation effort to failure. You must have the skill of influence. And again, the attributes for influence is you need to have the knowledge and experience. You need to have done it. You may need to go out and volunteer and be part of somebody else's team in order to have achieve some past experience. Second is that credibility. And third is integrity. So let me ask you a question. On those attributes, how do you stack up? Be honest. And what is it that you need to work on? And look, I may be talking to you, but I'm also talking to me. These are things that I constantly have to remind myself about also. None of us have this completely locked down, figured out, and we have our entire act together. Right? I stumble, I have challenges, I have failings that I would like to keep hidden and not share. But when it comes to influence, if you want to be an innovation leader, then you really need to think about the attributes and then how do you exert influence to achieve that success. With that, I'm going to wrap up this first three segments. As usual, in the fourth segment, we will have the new episode of 5 Minutes to New Ideas. In segment four, this is something we've been trying now for, I think we've probably got about a dozen shows under our belt. We also now have it as a standalone show, so you can go out to Apple iTunes and Spotify and others. You just search for 5 Minutes to New Ideas. It's a 5-minute segment asking you some questions to cause you to use it as a catalyst to come up with new ideas, new products, new services, new businesses, or to solve a problem that you may be facing in whatever it is you do each and every day. So check it out. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. You want to listen to segment four, but also hop on over and subscribe to 5 Minutes to New Ideas, and that way you can get your 5-minute fill and be challenged to come up with that next great innovation. And with that, we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Don't forget, show notes are over at killerinnovations.com.
In the know, I'm Brian Osuch. Mike Savicki is a C6-7 quadriplegic who is a Navy veteran multi-sport athlete who stays on the go. He says when it comes to mobility and transportation, there is hope for those who are disabled.
It's about finding wheelchair-accessible vehicles and solutions that allow us to drive or be transported to be a part of society, which is what we with disabilities really want most of all.
Mike still drives and lives an independent life.
I was introduced to a wheelchair-accessible vehicle through a local Namita dealer who taught me about getting in and out with my wheelchair, driving with my hands, and about the fact that I can get my driver's license again and I can have that independence and freedom.
Many call Mike a hero, and he's urging others to enter the local Heroes Campaign Contest for a chance to win a wheelchair-accessible van tailored to meet their needs.
Go to the website mobilityawarenessmonth.com and share a short story or a video that tells us about who you are and what you're doing that makes you a little special.
For more information, go to mobilityawarenessmonth.com. Now you're in the know from Numita.
Autism. 1 out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Back in the early days of this show, I would share what I called a killer question in each episode. These questions were designed to be used in your personal, team, or organization's innovation efforts. Now, based on feedback from listeners just like you, we've decided to bring it back with some improvements. Each episode of the Killer Innovations has a segment that I'm now calling 5 Minutes to New Ideas. It's designed for the creative mind looking for that next great idea. Each episode will challenge you to think differently about yourself, your business, and your products and services by asking unique, funny, and sometimes crazy questions. These questions are designed to force you to look beyond the obvious and to uncover ideas and opportunities you never before considered. So, get out your notebook and be ready to uncover that game-changing idea. Here is 5 Minutes to New Ideas. What are your criteria for deciding that an idea is worth pursuing? We all have our own set of selection criteria, the first of which is usually looking for profits. However, selecting a course of action based solely on ROI can be limiting or dangerous. If you are doing something really innovative, how on earth can you determine what the margins will be at an early stage of the R&D process? The problem is, if you filter out new ideas based solely on whether they meet your financial projections, then you're going to miss some great, perhaps groundbreaking concepts. As I've mentioned before, when you are ranking your ideas, ROI should not be your first filter in deciding whether an idea is worth pursuing. When HP first got into printers, it seemed like a tiny, not very interesting category. Now, it's one of the highest profit-producing businesses at HP. If we'd said, nah, not doing it, it's too small, it's not worth the effort, we could have made a catastrophic mistake, The printer division isn't the first example of where HP has made the tough call. Back in 1968, Bill Hewlett wanted to get HP into the calculator business. 4 years later, HP launched the HP 35 calculator that became the iPhone of the 70s, with people standing in line, bribing employees, and literally doing anything they could to get a hold of one of these calculators. There's one famous story of someone selling their car to get enough money to buy one of the calculators and then realizing that they had to walk home after they bought it. Now, Bill did not use ROI as his criteria. He knew he wanted it. He wanted it for himself and had it built. I know from my own personal experience that projected ROI can be misleading. Be aware of your bias towards flashy, exciting numbers. And remember that figures on a page are easily malleable. You can change them and you can make them say anything. Do not turn down an opportunity because you think the market is too small. When someone comes to you with a $200 million idea and it piques my interest, ask them, how do you make this idea big enough to make me care? What do you need? More money? More resources? Are you being conservative in your estimates? How do you take this smaller idea and make it 10 times better and 10 times bigger? So, think long and hard on how you would answer the question, what are your criteria for selecting research and development projects? To dig deeper, ask yourself, what is the one key criteria that you must meet for a project to get approved? What would happen if you ignored that criteria in the evaluation process? What are the criteria used by others, either inside your industry or outside your industry? And based on this, what would you change in your criteria for selecting that next great product? Do not get caught in the trap of thinking that your criteria protects you from risks. Risk is still there. Your criteria may cause you to miss that next great opportunity. I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join in. If you have any comments or suggestions, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. Beyond this show, I write about my personal experiences of being in the innovation game for the last two decades. Topics include innovation, creativity, culture, team building, metrics, frustrations, leadership, and how to win. You can find that content over at philmckinney.com. You can also find out information about my book, Beyond the Obvious, including extensive excerpts over at beyondtheobvious.com. You can find hardcover, digital, and audio versions of my book on Amazon or wherever you get your books from. Now, the reason I started this show back in 2005 was to pay back my early mentor. My first mentor, Bob Davis, invested an immense amount of time in training and coaching me, which had a major impact on my career. When I went back and asked him how I could pay him back, he laughed and said I couldn't. I had to pay it forward. If I could ask for a favor, could you help me pay it forward? How? One, by giving us a rating wherever you get your podcast, as that helps spread the word. And two, by telling others about the show. If you want to be part of the conversation between the shows, I hang out in the Innovators community on Slack. The Innovators Community is a private community of vetted innovators who help each other succeed. Check it out at theinnovators.community. This episode of Kill Innovations was produced by the Innovators Network. You can find the show notes and the entire show catalog going back to 2005 at killerinnovations.com. I'll talk to you next week, and in the meantime, go out and change the world with your killer innovation. Bye-bye.
Before we go today, there's something special that all of us here at the Innovators Network would like to say. We want to thank you, our listeners, for nominating two of our shows, Killer Innovations and 5 Minutes to New Ideas, for the 13th Annual People's Choice Podcast Awards in the Manager Tools Business category. We are honored and humbled by these nominations, and we know we could never have done it without the loyal support of our listeners. So from all of us here at the Innovators Network, to all of you, a very sincere thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.